ketika almarhum kita mendengar almarhum Irsyad Siregar itu tertembak. Di koop itu juga suasana keprihatinan terasa gitu ya. Saya betul-betul kenal di itu orang tanpa lelah lah menurut saya. Dan sebetulnya periak. Beliau nggak pernah terlihat sebagai seorang yang punya beban di daerah konflik itu. Saya nggak melihat itu.
It gave me comfort knowing that Mr. Yani thought highly of my father. Mr. Yani told us that the military didn't have a lot of troops in Simpang Ulim at the time because they were scattered throughout the conflict zones.
Gerakannya kan gerakan juga senyap, kan? Rata-rata gerakannya senyap, kan? Sehingga kita pun juga sebenarnya pasukan kecil juga.
He said there were probably around 5 to 10 soldiers in the area at the time. He also said the shooting was not part of any rescue operation. But like everyone else we spoke to, he couldn't tell us who fired the shots. We spent months pursuing other leads in the military, calling them repeatedly, only to be turned down.
Boleh nggak saya ketemu Bapak dan wawancara?
We tracked down people who covered the conflict in Aceh in 2003, and people who may know the Marine Uncle Munir mentioned.
Kami dari media namanya CNA, dulunya dikenal dengan...
Finally, we reached the right person. The Marine who apologized to Uncle Munir for the shooting. It turned out he is in Jakarta and still in service. Over the phone, he said he led the patrol that fired on the hut where my father was being held. Months later, he finally agreed to an interview on the condition that he not be named or filmed.
Ini yang kita nanti-nantikan ya.